Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, John. Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell now for the next 2.5 hours. Raheel joins us at 9, and we got a lot to do. But we are starting a little surprise this morning. For the first 11 years, what are we at? 11 years now? 10 and a half? 11 years? We're going on 11 years. This is 11 years. 2007.
Like a 2007, yeah.
Yeah, August 2007
we started. It'll be 11 years in the fall.
In August. We started in August.
No, you started actually, was it August?
August. Okay. And actually, the studio was built about now, I think.
Do you know the story of how it started? Do you know the story of the first day or the day before the first day? This is when you knew
it was
the decision-making was spotty.
Well, it was trouble. Troublesome.
Hey, we just tested the signal,
the
transmitter, and the transmitter blew. They told us it was supposed to be 50,000 watts. Who's they? The other people. Okay,
you know.
Well, it's blown. Yeah, it's like it doesn't work.
Mm.
Oh, well, how long
are you gonna? That's not exactly how it happened, but it just blew.
Yeah. And then this decision was made. Well, let's just air anyway. Let's just go on air. But the thing doesn't work. Let's just go on anyway. Okay. I came up here. I wasn't officially part of the station. I didn't have a contract officially because, you know, I couldn't.
Right.
But there was I came up here for the food. Opening day, you had it all catered out. There's just a bunch of food in there. And I'm wondering to myself, why didn't we have a bunch of food for opening day of the Astros, or as you like to say, Houston Open opening day, where a bunch of golfers we've never heard of will hit the leaderboard?
Well, because we were out at the tournament getting a bacon and egg sandwiches that you missed because you didn't stay around.
I didn't miss them. I had. Uh-huh.
Well, you apparently you did because you weren't there to enjoy the wonderfulness that was the Champions Pavilion.
I just went over to Pete's Fine Meats and got 2 pork ribs and a quarter chicken.
Well, that's
when all protein. Because today is the day of fasting. Are you doing that, John?
Yes, I've already fasted. I'm already done with it. I haven't eaten anything today.
It's the whole day.
Well, yeah. I haven't eaten anything all day. That's what I said.
Last night was our 2-hour trip to church last night that let out
at
9:45 at night.
Wow. Yeah. I bet the kids just love that. 2 hours in church.
Luckily, you're not going to hell, John, because you went.
Yeah, right. I did. It was an amazing, amazing man. I went last Sunday and I heard the Passion of the Christ, and I don't think I'm still.
It's lengthy.
It is lengthy, and I right now I'm waiting to go back for Easter. So I'm just biding my time right now.
Two of my sons served last night. One of them, Snacks is in a suit because you know he gets dressed up.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, he told me I keep moving forward with this Calvin Murphy suit idea. And I said, what if I can't find it white with gold? Because that was Calvin's suit. He goes, I guess I would take black with white. with a white collar and some gold in it.
Okay.
as long as I know what I'm working with, that's right. Fine. That's
anyway, so we came in this morning. We were out yesterday, so they had two. They had basically 2 days after Fred and AJ finished up their show on Wednesday night all the way until now to bring in a new set. And we've got a new set. It's actually like an interview desk, or it's like a news desk, only smaller. And it's actually quite cramped and for television purposes, because you have to be relatively close together. Lance and I are sitting as far as we possibly can together, and we can still actually touch. I can't wait till Raheel gets in here and he gets in between us here. It will feel, of course, Raheel loves awkwardness, so he's going to,
he's
going to
sit,
he'll cherish
not in the
this.
Middle, he's going to sit next to you.
Next to, or you.
Yeah, or me.
Or very close to you. And so it'll be interesting to see how, but I love when, you know, then this is what they did at 610 as well. They build an entire studio and they don't even consult the people that are going to be working on it every day. But that's neither here nor there. You know, it's a little bit tighter than we'd like, but apparently we've got cameras in here now. We're going to be doing a video thing. We'll see where it goes, whether or not it's going to be streaming or we can get it on terrestrial. We'll see. But it is going to be a broadcast, rather. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. But now we have like a David Letterman type or an ESPN news desk kind of thing going on here, which is different for us. We're right on top of you. So it's interesting. This is what we found when we walked in this morning. Not that it affects you until you'll be able to see us on television, which will be interesting here. I don't know what we're going to do when Nate Griffin comes in because it's awfully, awfully tight here. Awfully tight. It'll be even too much for, I don't think Channel 26 will say, I'm sorry, we can't air this. Because it is
what it is.
It's too awkward.
It is what it is. Speaking of awkward, Ken Giles made an appearance yesterday for the first time since he was banished from the team, since he was sent to the, what is it, Dale, when they send you to,
Siberia?
No, to the wall. It's not like, that's not a great move to get sent out to be part of the Night Watch.
It's what?
He got sent to Castle Black.
Castle Black is the Night Watch, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's kind of like you're banished. Like, it's not all the way banished, but it's not necessarily
a lot of
good
those
thing.
Guys criminals or?
Well, they're bastards.
Well, that's not all bastards.
Was criminally terrible at points last year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not the best thing. But those guys make pledges and they're
you don't have to be a criminal.
Diligent.
You can be a bastard. You can be someone who doesn't have much hope in
but
life.
But it's not. Yeah, but it's not. Oh, okay. It's typically
you're
your first. Yeah, it's typically not your first. Like, well, I guess I'll do something meaningful by being on the Night's Watch. It's not really where you want to be.
Right. And, so it's hopeless. I guess that describes Ken Giles.
Yeah, I think that's my point. Well, he is. But I don't really want him on a Night's Watch to fight the Ice God or whatever his name is. I don't really want
that. The Night King?
Yeah, I don't want him fighting. Like, he's kind of, who's the chubby one?
I don't know.
Sam?
Yeah, that's
who
he is.
You want Ken Giles doing research?
I don't want him doing anything.
Well, see, I don't know. I thought Ken Giles with his goatee and his knee bend between every pitch, I think he might be a good fight. I think I don't mind him going up against the Ice King or whatever he's called.
Really? You don't?
I don't mind.
He could even go up against the Dodgers.
As long as the Ice King wins, I don't care.
He can't go up against
the Ice King to win.
I do, kind of. Put us out of our Ken Giles misery. But we had a little argument here, okay, before the show.
Well, wait, before we get to our argument, we got to tell people, in case you missed the afternoon game and haven't checked up on it, Ken Giles made an appearance.
Everybody knows this already,
Lance. It went like most Ken Giles appearances. One innings pitched, two hits, one run.
Right.
And because the Astros' lead was enough, it was 4-0, he was able to escape without further punishment.
Anything to, and I know this was the case with Billy Wagner, and I don't know why, but anything to a non-save situation that dude lets up, and you know what? There is something to it. Now, Ken Giles will give up two hits and leave the bases loaded in a one-run game as well. Don't get me wrong, but you know, there is something to that. Whenever he comes in a non-save situation, when he's got a pad, when he got a lead, he gives up runs. I mean, it's just what he does. And Billy Wagner used to do that too, by the way.
I just think he's not good at pitching right now.
Yeah, I believe that.
I think it's mental. I think mentally, I mean, and truly, I believe he's just mentally shot.
Yeah. Did you see the four outfield?
The four-man outfield. The Astros are not afraid to take it to the next level.
Right. Well, Buster only wrote about it the other day, a couple of days ago, that we never got to. But it's a certain thing. It's a fly ball pitcher. It's basically they want to have two outs in an inning, but they'll put four outfielders out there to prevent any kind of extra base hit or actually, just make sure that even any hard hit ball is going
to
be caught.
They took the third baseman, moved him out to the outfield and then they spread the outfielders evenly out there. The Astros did that. That is,
well, it's either Altuve or it's going to be Bregman, I think. Yeah,
Altuve. Yeah, it could be either one, depending on the hitter. But so there's actually a lot of stuff to get to with the Astros. But in all seriousness, I mean, Ken Giles mentally, it's like when good kickers, when they lose it or a golfer, it's a mental thing. Some of it is, probably not making pitches, but some of it I think is just mental. And if you lose it, I just don't think Ken Giles is going to get it back. I really don't. And I'm not, here's why I'm not worried. The Astros have half season before the trade deadline. They're going to make a move.
I don't know.
And they're going to get a closer.
I don't believe that, though. And I know A.J. Hinch doesn't believe that either. And he sticks with his guys, and he maybe to a fault. And he did until he couldn't any longer with Davinsky and Giles last year in the postseason. But I don't believe that. I think Giles, you look at his ERAs over the. He look at his starts over the years. He's a slow starter, and he really gets it going. I don't think this is unusual at all. Now, you got to weather this, and I do think that he's got too good a stuff. You just don't throw 97 to 100, and then you just get beat up the way that this guy has. I think he will get it back. I don't believe that. I don't believe that he's done. Maybe you won't be able to fade it because you're too good a team, and you just go, let's he probably can do it, but let him do it somewhere else. Let's trade Ken Giles. Let's just get out of this thing because, Ken Giles is perfect. He's still on a rookie deal. He's a guy that they covet in that they're not paying him big money to do. He had 34 saves last year for him. Not great, but his ERA was good. He actually was not horrific until the postseason. So I think the Astros have a lot more patience than we do and fans do. I just do. And he's going to be something that you're going to have to live with. You're just going to have to live with it until AJ and Jeff Luhnow can't anymore.
Yeah, I don't want them to give up on players. I'm not saying give up on players, but we've seen. I just think mentally he's just done. I don't know. I mean, it's just to me this is very obvious. He's done mentally. He wasn't. I don't think he was. You can do better than Ken Giles. Let me put it that way.
Oh yeah,
and I think you can do much better from a mental toughness standpoint.
But that's the thing is they didn't put any money. You don't have a Chapman or Kimbrel. You're not putting $15 million a year into that position. You know what? You're still the World Series champions and you had a guy that was, unproven. They're good enough to fade this.
It took some miracles last year.
It takes miracles to win a World Series.
That game five is, that was miraculous that you could fade that much bad pitching. You don't want to be in that. The Astros are in a position to have a dominant year. And we saw right off the bat, home run to lead the season. I mean, how good is that? George Springer right off the bat leads off with a home run. Right off the bat, third pitch of the game. Yard the other way. You get Mariznick doing what he... Not Mariznick, but...
Mariznick homered.
No, I mean, it was Mariznick. I always get Mariznick and Reddick.
No, Reddick didn't. Not so much.
Reddick did.
Reddick is another guy.
And we'll start hearing from Ken McDougal soon.
Well, Ken McDougal will tweet us that Reddick's got to go.
Correct.
Every time Reddick strikes out, we're going to get a Ken McDougal tweet.
Yeah, you had Carlos Reddick doing what he needed to do. Carlos Correa doing what he needed to do with the gapper. And Justin Verlander did what he needed to do. I thought it was interesting going Devo to Peacock, who last we saw Peacock had some nasty stuff in the postseason. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Astros, and we won't know for probably 2 or 3 weeks, and maybe we won't even know then, but I think there's a chance that AJ starts to try to figure out how he wants to setup to the setup and then closer, how he's going to do that.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Peacock's got a live arm. Well, without, got some, he's a punch-out guy.
Well, and that goes, but that develops as you go along. Who's pitching really well? Who can I count on? I think Peacock is a guy that you're going to be able to. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Peacock isn't the closer by the time this is said and done.
I'm for the old school. Okay, Dotel, Lidge, or Lidge, Dotel, Wagner, or maybe it was, or was it? Yeah, it was Lidge, yeah. Dotel, and Wagner. I'm okay if you got some live arms of saying, yeah, these are our guys. Well, now we'll switch it up depending on who's been used, but it's okay to figure out who your top three guys are.
Well, don't be surprised if it isn't Smith and Rendon. I mean, there's we haven't seen them yet.
That's great.
Yeah,
I mean,
Rendon's got a live arm, and that may be. We'll see. It's a long, long time. It's just game one, but obviously stuff to talk about. And it's our Astros back at it tonight against the what a crappy team. Boy, the Rangers are just crappy, and I can't.
Justin
like them
Verlander
more.
Made love to their strike zones. He just did what he was just regular Justin Verlander. There was nothing special.
No, he just did.
And there's nothing better than the Rangers having to pull up to the park early and have a home and then give up a home run on the third pitch of opening day,
right,
and then have to fade Justin Verlander the rest of the
game. Yeah, that's so fun.
That's so great.
Indoor Comfort Specialist is so great, too. 975AC.com. 975AC.com. They've jumped on. We've known Jerry and Frank for years and years now. When we still had the house, they would come over and they would just check it out all the time. And they'll come over to your house and they'll check it out as well. For $49, I'm telling you, you want to know what your air conditioner is doing. This is the time to do it. They're not in the summer. They are swamped. Now, they'll get to you 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. If your air conditioning goes out, you got to have air conditioning. And the Indoor Comfort Specialist is always going to be there for you. But now's the time to get it all worked out.
Yeah, and this is the thing. It's not even that they're not going to, as John said, not only will they get to you, they'll get to you quickly. But do you really want to spend any downtime with no AC in the summer? No, you don't. That's why if you know there's something going on, you knew it last year, have them come out and take a look. I mean, in most cases, they're going to get it knocked out same day in just a few hours for you. And so why not get that done today so that you don't have to deal with it in the future? Call the Indoor Comfort Specialist at 713-666-1101. That's 713-666-1101. That's the Indoor Comfort Specialist.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell, 713-780-3776. Shortest wait times ever in the history of radio. And we got John waiting on the line. He wants to get in here. Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah, I want to talk about Giles. You know, he had a bad end of the last season. Matter of fact, going back in the last season, this is like 8 of 9 or 9 of 10 games in a row that he's given up at least one earned run.
Right.
It's time to just call this guy. I think he, just like Lance said, I think he's mentally shot. A couple of games he came in during the playoffs, before he even threw a pitch, it looked like he was almost fixing to cry. I mean, the dude looks like he's mentally just drained. I saw this about May or June last year. I told all my friends, man, this guy never comes in and just shuts them down. He's always gives up a runner. It's always some kind of, you know, cause some crap. It's never clean. It's always dirty. He gets the job done. He got away with it last year because of the team mostly. But man, I don't want it. I know they're really a great team. They're a great team and they faded the Heat last year, but I don't want to take that chance. I'd rather them go out and get an average closer at this point because he is just, I think the dude is gone.
See, he is an average closer, though, and he's on an horrific string. They will tell you that was last year. We're going to work it out. Ken Giles is going to get back to being, you know, average again. Not horrific. He's going to get back to average. Dude had a 2.30 earned run average. He had 34 saves. According to this, he had 0 blown saves, which is awesome. It doesn't show his blown save. So that's a problem. However, he had he had 83 strikeouts in 62 innings, 83 strikeouts and 21 walks. He gave up 44 hits in those 62 innings. I'm telling you, he's on a bad run, but the Astros don't make knee jerk decisions. It's just, we gotta, I think you're gonna have to fade him for a little while. AJ Hinch is a very patient, I've never seen anybody that is as calm. He is a perfect manager. It doesn't matter what the situation is.
And he really is.
He said, oh, you don't know. It's churning in there. And then in between games and whatnot, yeah, I'm fiery. Well, yeah, I bet. Yeah, you're fiery. No, you're perfect as a manager because you're just so even keel. And you let it, it's 162 games. And I know he waited as long as he could. But then he made the decision that he had to make in the World Series and pulled him and Davinsky. Now, let's not forget Davinsky. Now, Davinsky's – wait a minute. If we're gonna get all over Giles, got to get all over Davinsky as well. Now, Davinsky came in and looked great yesterday. Giles didn't. But if Giles would have looked great and Davinsky didn't, would we all be all over Davinsky right now?
Well, no. One guy's the closer and one guy's not.
Well, one guy has as many critical situations as the other, though. Davinsky was a guy that you 62 appearances last year.
I like to call him All-Star Chris Davinsky because he was an All-Star at one point.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was used so often. He just...
No, I didn't.
He just fell apart in a second.
I didn't trust Devo at the end of the year. Devo looked like he was shaking in his boots. I know, by the postseason.
So one appearance by Giles and one appearance by Davinsky. We've changed our entire attitude to Davinsky, but Giles, we got to get rid of him.
No. I'm still worried about him. But the fact is, Davinsky's not the quarterback. Like this is the closer. This isn't new that closers have more heat on them. Whether you think it's fair or not, you know that's the deal.
Well, I do know this too. You can lose a game in a seventh inning too.
No, you can, but you're going to get it. And listen, if Devo can't get it done, out of here, Devo. That's fine, too. You got enough pitchers on that. Go get some of your minor league arms up. Go make trades. This is there is no reason there's no reason for knee-jerk reactions because you have a good team. You have time. I do think, though, you clearly, there's no way Jeff Leneau doesn't already, he understands by trade deadline, depending on what happens, we may need to make a deal and add an arm. They can do it.
Yeah.
They're not, they don't have to freak out right now. Well, they really don't.
It could be in that bullpen already.
Could be. Hey,
listen, we haven't seen Joe Smith. We haven't seen Hector Rendon. Peacock could be that guy. Peacock's got filthy stuff. I love Peacock. I almost married Peacock last year.
He's never been a closer. And it doesn't matter. He's never been a full-time bullpen.
Neither did Dennis Eckersley before he started closing.
No, that's true, but I mean, or Joe,
Joe Nathan.
Yeah, Joe Nathan was another one. It's happened before, but Peacock was never a high end starter either. Eck was, well, not high end, but Eck was like a third starter.
Okay, yeah,
and Nathan was a good starter. Yeah. For a while.
Yeah, so, but
well, we'll see. I mean,
Peacock was
stuff.
Your best starter last year.
You want your closer to be able to punch people out, get out of tough innings. If he has to come in with two on and nobody out. He can strike out the side if he needs to. Peacock's got some nasty stuff.
Yeah.
He's got... So, I mean, I was a fan of what I saw from Peacock. Now, he had his issues in the postseason. Like, every pitcher who came in had issues. However, I thought he had the nastiest stuff of everyone who came in from the bullpen.
Yeah. No.
Other than the great Charlie Morton.
It was well documented, my man crush on Brad Peacock. Matter of fact, I sat behind his wife in Boston, in Fenway, and I kind of told her that she's in a little bit of trouble, that I do have an affection towards her husband that is unnatural, if you want to know the truth.
That felt like, that must have been uncomfortable for her to be on the road in front of a bunch of massholes, and that's what they're called from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know.
And then she's got to worry about some guy randomly saying, I want to bang your husband.
Well, I didn't say that. Well, I said I had a man crush on him.
In her head, she heard that.
Well, she was pregnant, and she...
Well, so you wanted to take some of the pressure off of her by, what, pleasing Brad Peacock?
No, I just wanted to know that she... You know what? That there's somebody out there for him.
Did you use the did you use the phrase to his wife, I can't quit him? Did you say that at all?
At no point.
Okay.
Because I said you could win this battle, but, okay, Just know this, I'm always out there.
But you're getting ready to have a boat anchor that's going to weigh your relationship down. I'm a free spirit. I host sports radio in the morning, and by the afternoon, I'm golfing. You can't hold me down. No. I'm like a bird. I love your husband.
He's Nelly Furtado,
basically.
What? Didn't know
he's
that.
He's got the Greek, the olive skin. Like no Nelly.
Way.
Well, she's Canadian, but.
Yeah. Does Nelly golf all day?
No. No, she just sings about being a bird and stuff.
Okay, I'm not a bird.
And a man eater, apparently.
I like to be a bird.
There
like
was
birdie.
A time where which, I thought Nelly, I was like, I'm okay on Nelly.
Because she got with the Timbaland thing and she was doing stuff with JT. Do you think he's more, I'm like a bird Nelly Furtado, Lance, or I'm a man eater Nelly Furtado?
No, he's the second. He's Nelly further down when she was doing stuff with Missy Elliott, too.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, John's, what? He's got a little flavor. He's not going to be, I'm like a bird Nelly. He's the more, like, dirty, nasty Nelly Furtado.
That's different. Anyway, I'm sorry that the show went that way for the kids listening. The dirty Nelly.
Hey, Brad Peacock. Hey. I heard you right now, the setup man. I got something you can set up with.
No.
See?
I like it.
Yeah.
I do.
That's you.
This is me.
Nelly Furtado.
That's me.
You can't be held down.
I don't know. Does she golf at all? I'm not sure. I don't see one picture of her with
a
golf
Canadian.
Club.
She's Canadian. She doesn't golf.
No. Some Canadians golf. Adam Hadwin. Good night now. Speaking of which, why are we buried the lead?
Never heard of him either.
Okay, we're burying the lead. What about the leaderboard at the Shell Houston Open?
I'm trying to drown you out.
Well, you can't drive me out now because I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about my peeps over Trailer Wheel and Frame. Look, nothing says golf like Trailer Wheel and Frame. I made this point before with Dick Harmon. He kind of refuted it in a little bit. I don't think he was totally down with my analogy here. But Trailer Wheel and Frame is life, and so is golf. But listen, you can't get all that stuff, all that equipment out to the Houston Open unless you've got a trailer. And Trailer Wheel and Frame provides all of that. And, oh, my trailer broke down. Well, that's on you because you didn't get it inspected over at Trailer Wheel and Frame. You know what doesn't happen when you inspect your trailer at Trailer Wheel and Frame that it breaks down? You know what doesn't happen? It doesn't happen that you have any issues with the law because you're not state inspected. You got to get that, by the way, you got to do that. All the wiring, the hitches, the winches, everything that you could possibly need in one place. And then all your pickup stuff as well. They're building three service bays specifically for all the pickups that are going to come in there and get all the accessories they could possibly need. I've said this plenty of times. You don't buy your accessories from the dealer because they're going to crush you. You get them at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. Go to trailerwheel.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. All right, which guys? It's tomorrow, guys, the Final Four. Okay, so which guy's going to have...
Ooh, we got to get Sister Jean on.
We do have to get Sister Jean on today.
See if we can get what the plays are.
See if we can get her on today. That would be great. Sister Jean make an appearance today. She picked some winners last week. Let's see if she can again this week. I think she's working. It sounded like she was working with Hatchet Man. It was the same phone number, wasn't it? Yeah.
She was just talking about how blessed they were to win, and all of a sudden she's like, and I think if you take the point, you play them, take the 1.5 or play them on money line, like,
What?
Well, she, and because I don't think she understood the question, because I asked her about Hatchet Man. She probably knows him as Anthony. Young Anthony.
Oh, Young Anthony. Oh, it might be a church thing.
It might be.
She goes, little Anthony. Yeah, I mean, I knew him when he was an
officer. Yeah, right. Yeah. So I don't know. She didn't understand the question. Okay, bigger game. Who's going to have a bigger game? Abdur-Rahman, Newman, Richardson, or Brunson? Well, you got three guys. Bridges, Brunson.
Man.
There's all kinds of guys. How about Devontae Graham? Who's going to have, although, man, I'll tell you, Newman was.
I'm going to say Newman.
Newman scored all their points in overtime. 13.
He just lets them hang, too. I'm going to go with Newman.
You like Newman? You got Ingram as well. Who are you going with, Dell? Best game? Brunson, Richardson, Newman.
But he could still have that kind of game in a losing effort. We're just talking about. Does it have to be a winning effort? Because I don't think they're winning.
You don't think Kansas is going to win?
No.
You like the favorites in both of these?
I haven't decided on.
Well, I think this is it.
For such a bright stage. I'll probably go Michigan.
Yeah, I think Loyola. I think this is where they get to, and then they falter. It happened with LSU. It happened with George Mason. It's happened with 311 seeds, and this is where they can't go any further because their talent will only take them so far. I think Michigan's a really talented team too. I just think that
I've got no problem with. I just want good games. I got no problem if you want to take an 11 seed and win a tournament with an 11 seed. I mean, it would be the great Cinderella story of all time in college basketball. I don't know that, you know, you got to go back into the 60s. With UTEP, who was Texas Western then, to find something like that. You know, that kind of Cinderella story. I guess North Carolina State would be at that.
Villanova, an 8 seed.
Really was. Yeah, and they played the perfect game. But we're talking about an 11 seed, not in a major conference. Like, NC State won their conference tournament back then. You had Villanova was a Big East team. They had faced off against Georgetown. This is UCMB, like, this is, you don't know any of these guys.
No.
You don't know this team. You don't even know what conference they come from.
No.
This is the ultimate Cinderella story.
They play Missouri State.
So that would be, you know, I'm fine if they keep on winning. I have no problem with it. It'd be a great story.
Oh, it'd be a great story. And I don't know that Michigan is going to give Villanova a better game than Loyola Chicago would.
And
I don't know.
Something else.
Probably. I think I'd rather see a Michigan-Villanova or Kansas final.
I don't think it would change anything. But let me ask you this. Is there any chance that a team looks at this and says, after seeing what this team does, let's just say they won a national championship or even get to the national championship game. Maybe we don't have to recruit all these one-and-dones who want to get paid $50,000 from money in a sack, and I got to take care of this AAU coach and that family member and this. And I don't. Maybe we don't have to be slimy. It's okay to go recruit guys who are going to be 3- and 4-year players. Is there any chance that – and not that all 1-year players are slimy, but that just appears to be the MO, is that this is how it's done. This is just how we do things.
I don't think anybody's going to shy away from that talent, though. I mean, you want guys that are going to stick around, but you're not turning
still
down
at
one
players,
and done guy.
Yeah,
you're going to go after the best guys.
It probably won't change anything, but I also don't think it changes anything. This is what we have seen for years and years. I remember the first time it became obvious to me was watching Tom Pender's team back at Rhode Island in 1988. If you have a veteran backcourt, UCMB, that has great chemistry, you can shoot the ball from the perimeter, and then you can, you know, rebound. Chemistry will not always top talent, but chemistry gives you a chance against any talent.
Yeah.
Basketball is still the great equalizer until you get on the pro level to an extent. It's still about chemistry.
Well, look at these guys from Villanova. They've been doing it now for...
Yeah.
I mean, and they've got guys that are sticking around, and they've got experience. That's why they're so... This I don't see anybody get... I don't see anybody touching. It's going to be... Hopefully, it'll be a good game, though, with Kansas. Which big man is going to have the best game? Azubuike, Krutwig, Spellman, or Wagner?
Not Wagner. Azubuike.
Although Wagner is probably the most heralded coming into this thing.
Maybe, but he's...
I think Spellman's just a beast. I don't know. Oh God, that guy is good.
It's gonna be Spellman.
I mean, did he miss a shot? I mean, he doesn't. He's got range. He inside. He's a beast. He blocks shots. He rebounds. He defends. That dude is a beast.
What do you think, Dell? You're the one who was able to pick three of the four Final Four teams before the tournament started.
Why? You have some bet on this? You're trying to make some money off me again?
No.
No.
Let me ask you one question. How many total rebounds do you think as of week?
Get out of here, man.
Points and rebounds combined. If I were to tell you it's over and under, just I'm going to make this total up 23 and a half.
That's a weekend?
No. 23 and a half.
It'd be more like 28 and a half, I think.
Whatever number.
I don't know. He's got to stay out of foul trouble.
I'm trying to think what number doesn't get you any money.
I don't want to think about that.
Well, you.
That's not a good thing to think about.
No, for me it is because I don't think anything's coming my way.
No, it won't.
No.
No, you're not getting it. Maybe you'll get a Subway half a sandwich.
And I don't even like Subway that much.
But you get something out of it. How's that?
Oh, you know what I will do? Is today a day you still can't eat meat?
Yeah, I can't eat at all.
Oh, you're both fasting?
Nobody told me about this fasting thing.
What are you talking about? It's been a rule for years.
I know. It's just one of those that we just passed by. That's not one of the ones
you
that we're
tells you you're going to heat. He tells you you're going to
well,
hell.
But God doesn't really care about
it's
that.
It's not even meat.
He cares about eating meat on Friday.
I'm a different sect of Christianity, and I'm going to hell. You are in that faith, and you just ignore the rules.
Well, you're pagan God.
No, it's the same God.
No, really not.
Yes, it is.
It's different.
Pagan God, you're the one swirling incense around.
I'm the one that didn't eat meat or drink any alcohol
my
the whole
God,
night.
My God is a pagan God. You're the one in a big room swirling incense around, and I got the pagan God. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's what we do. We swirl incense. That's why I'm holding. Oh, by the way, I'm at church last Sunday, and all of a sudden, I didn't even realize this, from behind, all of a sudden, this wave, like a wave of water hits me in the back of the head and face. And I'm like, what the bleep? And here's the priest, walking up from everybody from behind and just flinging water. And I'm like, wow, I am really, I am really blessed right now because I'm soaked. I'm probably going to catch pneumonia in church because I'm soaked with this but I may be the holiest of holy right now.
Yeah, last night, my daughter came over. We were waiting for our kids to get out of their altar service. And my daughter, I noticed she had like a little bit of water on her forehead. And I went, oh, here. And I wiped it off. She goes, you just wiped off my holy water. Like, oh, my bad. And I just walked on. Oh, my bad. Sorry about that. AJ is the beer king, says, did you guys hear the ESPN people talking when Beltre was facing Verlander, saying Beltre was for sure Hall of Famer facing a possible Hall of Famer Verlander. But isn't he a for sure Hall of Famer more so than Beltre? Beltre's for sure and Verlander's for sure. I don't know. I mean, they're both for sure. Beltre has played for 39 straight years. He's 66 years old. He's getting into the Hall of Fame.
Beltre is in, but I think Verlander's in too.
I do too.
Yeah, both of them are in.
How old do you think Beltre in real life is?
Beltre?
Yeah.
Isn't he 41?
He is right now. Oh, he's only 38.
38?
Wow. Well, 38
he's lived a hard. Yeah, right.
In 357 days, he's 39.
Well, and
came to the league
where is
when he
from?
Was 19. He's Puerto Rico.
Yeah, he's probably 41 or 43.
Yeah, I'm sorry, DR. He's Dominican.
Yeah, he's probably 43 or 47. It's 744 ESPN 97.5 713-780.
20 years.
Pardon me?
He's played 20 years.
20 years. He's 43. Years. Let's stop with the 37,
104 RBIs when you're 37 doesn't look suspicious at all. Magical 32. Let's see. When you were 30, you know what doesn't look suspicious at all? 19 homers, 77 RBIs at age 35. 18 homers, 83 home runs. In 2015. 2016, when you're 37, 32 and 104. Then 38, 17 and 71. That's a suspicious season.
There's an outlier.
That is a suspicious season.
745 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
748 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You got thoughts on your Astros world champions?
Yeah, come on in on your Astros. As once again, as we predicted, they are on the road to another World Series. Third pitch of the game. Home run, opposite field. Mariznick, the most handsome outfielder in baseball right now. Home run. Carlos Correa doing MVP things. I'm guessing MVP, they go back-to-back, right? Altuve, Correa?
What do you mean they go back? Yeah, they go
Astros back. Well, yeah. Astros back-to-back championships, obviously, but Astros now, they're going to go back-to-back MVP, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. I think it's Correa's turn this year.
Who do you have winning Cy Young? I'm saying that Springer hit the home run. Like, Springer's like, hey, guys, just making sure I remember that I had like 9 strikeouts in a row in game 1 and game 2 and came back and won a World Series. Y'all do know that I can.
Yeah.
Y'all, everyone's again, assuming Tucker's going to take my place eventually. Y'all do know I'm out here hitting home runs.
No, not his place.
Right?
He's just warming that up. Mariznick's just warming that up. Somebody tweeted yesterday, and I think it was somebody with the Texans or somebody who covers the Texans, said, you know, Mariznick, if this baseball thing doesn't work out, come play tight end. I don't know. I see Mariznick more as a small forward than a tight end, if you want to know the truth. I don't know. If you haven't seen, he's not built like that. No. Like LeBron's a tight end. Jake Mariznick is not tight end material.
No.
He's more, to me, he's more of a Chandler Parsons kind of a small forward kind of guy.
I don't see him as any other sport. I could see him golfing.
Golfer.
I could see him golfing.
How totally sweet would it be? Unfortunately, for those of you that were with us yesterday and you heard the J.J. Wood interview, J.J. is the up there, the teaching professional at Wildcat at the Golf Performance Group, golfperformancegroup.com. It's where I go and get my lessons, and it's just awesomeness. He's in very last place right now. He is 4 over, and that is a bad thing to be when the cut is 3 under. 3 under. So he's going to have to turn it around in a hurry. Mm-hmm. We had him on yesterday. He was excited. He actually was playing pretty damn well, and then all of a sudden, I think he got the 2 under. I got to go look at his scorecard. But it's a little disconcerting now that JJ, who I thought was going to win, he was my pick to click. And now he's in last place, unfortunately. That's unfortunate for all of us, I think. Everybody in the city of Houston who was rooting for JJ. Yeah, he was too. He had 3 straight birdies. 3 straight birdies. This has him at 4 over, and I don't see that. I see him at even par. Okay.
I agree with you. Tell me what the next to last place guy had. Let's go over hole 16.
His next to last place guy is Xinjun Zhang, and he...
Never mind.
He... Okay. Oh, he just moved up the leaderboard. He must have birdied a hole. So
yeah,
he's not.
I see him at even, but maybe...
I got him at 4 over for whatever reason. I thought, what the hell is going on? I got him at even today, but they've got him at 4 over for the tournament for whatever reason. And I'm looking at his scorecard, and it doesn't show 4 over. I don't know. It shows even. I don't get it. All right. I don't know. I don't know why they got J.J. Wood. Maybe it's a huge mistake, Adele, going on right now. Anyway,
I wouldn't call it
neither
huge.
Here nor there. But the great Sam Ryder leading the Houston Open at 8 under. Lucas Glover, Kevin Tway, Bo Hostler. Bo Hostler of, you know, where you've seen Bo Hostler before, Lance. Are you paying attention to this?
No.
No, it's a leaderboard update of players I've never heard of. You might as well be doing hockey, like who's leading right now in penalty minutes or penalty kills. It's the same thing to me. Like, who's winning in the... I've never heard of any of these guys.
Well, this is... Lucas Glover you heard of.
Well, I've heard of Lucas Glover.
You know why? He was in studio with us.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I know Lucas Glover.
You've heard of Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, I know Ricky Fowler.
Yeah. Ryan Armour.
Bob Hostler.
Ryan Armour. Rod Pampling.
Chip Gaines.
Julian Suri. And Paul Dunn.
No, none of these people.
Oh. You've heard of Jason Kokrak.
No. You know what? Should I start going to offensive linemen from Southeast Missouri on you? I can do that. I can play that game, too. I don't think listeners want to hear either of our deals. You reading back-end golf guys and me talking about Southeast Missouri cornerbacks, Mike Ford. Hmm. Well, he did jump 41 vertical.
All right.
And they'll be like,
love that about Mike
Ford. If he's not a Texan, they don't care. You know what people want to talk about? The Astros.
All right. Well, then let's hear it. 713-780-3776. You want to talk about the Astros? Well, let's go.
Show
Are you a little worried about 13 strikeouts yesterday?
You know what else? And you know what happens when we talk about Rockets? You're always surprised at how many people will call in and talk about Rockets. Yeah. Yesterday was Astros Day. We'll do Astros. Whatever you guys call about next, we'll talk about. 713-780-3776.
You're not even going to mention that the Rockets have done something they've never done before?
That's what I was getting to right now. They clinched a number one. So, now that you have what you want, which is a number one seed throughout, thanks in some part. Well, it's only thanks to what you did. You did it by winning. It was hastened by Golden State taking some L's. You have Kevin Durant coming back from his injury right off the bat, gets kicked out of a game. Kevin is in his feelings so deep right now. Ugh. I think we're catching KD and the Warriors at a great time. He's on podcasts like, and then this troll at I'm a Big Time Baller 27 said this, Bill Simmons, and I got one of my burner accounts on him. And they're like, what, dude, you're like, you're an MVP and you won titles? Like, what are you talking about, Twitter? Beefs with people who you don't know? Yeah, and then what happened? The fans don't love me and I don't love them. I'm like, wow, KD has got some, like, there are some, right now he's got some hurt. He needs to go to a therapist and get some of this stuff worked out. Because when he went from Oklahoma City to Golden State, I guess he didn't think it would be as nasty as it was, and it hurt him badly.
No, right.
He's got hurt feelings. And the Rockets are sitting there with like a one seed throughout just going, we're good.
People tell us we're superstars, Lance.
Does James have a Twitter account? Because if he does, there's no chance he ever checks it. And he never tweets.
Why don't you listen to KD as he expresses himself? Mm-hmm. I'll read his words and you see if he has a point. People tell us we're superstars and we really aren't. After we won the championship, I had Taco Bell, and it ran through me just like it would a normal person.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, bleep, I thought I had a golden stomach. Ha, 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 ha. I thought I was immune to everything, but no. That's the perception of it all. We're just immortal. We're normal bleeping people who are really good at what we do. But at the end of the day, we go to sleep just like everybody else.
Let me see if Kevin Durant has to go wait on a table at Cultivari on a Monday for 2 hours.
Excuse me, he's not done.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
We really put our pants on just like everybody else.
We just don't wait at restaurants. We get free cars.
I'm sorry, go ahead, KD. It made me realize that I'm not a king anything because we won a championship. He's just a normal guy.
Wait, did he
Lance.
Say I'm not a king anything?
That's what the transcript says.
A king?
Little King James shot there.
A king? He said, I'm not a king or anything. You know when you said, I'm watching the Bhagwan, one of the things he said is, I am not the son of God. You know what that means? I believe I'm the son of God. That's exactly.
Wait, why'd you bring that up? No one said you were the son of God.
Yeah, right. Okay, no one said you were a king. No one said that you were a spectacular. Maybe you're a superstar. Do you understand what the meaning of superstar is? It means that a lot of people know who you are. You're very famous. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you can eat Taco Bell and not have diarrhea. It doesn't mean that you are infallible. It doesn't mean that you're a king. A superstar means a lot of people know who you are. That's what that means, KD. Okay? It means you have to put on your pants just like everybody else. That's not what a superstar means. These guys have absolutely no self-awareness, and they have absolutely no sense of what reality is. Mm-mm. And I guess, here's the thing, though, and I've always thought
his point is that, here's what he should have said.
I've always thought
we're human, too.
Right.
I'm going to get my feelings hurt if you say ugly things on Twitter, and it's bad. I mean,
well, that's what he said. Why doesn't he just say that?
Welcome to social media where a bunch of people are a-holes, and they work out their frustrations by going after other people. That's really what it is.
But here's the thing about being a star, and we're not living in their world. We're not in their shoes. It must be, and I've always thought about it, it must be horrific when Roger Clemens or Kevin Durant or LeBron James walk in a room. It's like no one else. It's like they're there, and it's them and everybody else, and that's how it is all the time for those guys. No matter where they're at. It's KD is here or LeBron is here, or, you know, it's and that's the reality of Michael Jordan is here. That's the reality.
It's the closest any man will get to feeling like a beautiful woman.
That's right. It absolutely is. Or even more so, a beautiful, famous woman.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's unbelievable. So we're not living their lives. So I guess it's hard to keep a sense of reality when you are always the focus of attention.
No, I think KD is probably a pretty normal guy. I really do. I think he's probably a pretty normal guy. But here's the thing.
Not by the things that he says,
though. He gets his feelings hurt. He gets his feelings hurt where other guys have understood, hey, this is part of it, and I'm not going to pay attention or whatever. I mean, he's the first famous guy, but he created burner accounts on Twitter to defend himself. Like, that's next level. That's not a superstar. Once again, you say whatever you want about James. Do you think James cares one single solitary second about what Twitter trolls are saying? Do you think James cares at all? Do you think he cares what you're saying, John?
No.
You think he cares what I'm saying? James, do you think he cares what Stephen A.
Smith? Yes, they do care.
I don't think James cares what we're saying.
I
think James is uniquely...
Oh, really? Because he cared what Moses Malone Jr. said so much so that, well, he could spend time in prison for it.
Moses Malone Jr. runs in a certain circle, and he got out of line. He got out of his space. Stay in your lane, Mo Malone. Well, that was more of a stay in your lane. He doesn't care what you say about him. Elimination James.
Are you,
hey,
you
Twitter,
watch it.
Twitter trolls. Hey, James Harden, look at this gift I made of you. He's like, you think it's going to stop me?
I don't know. I would tell you, not maybe what we, but I'll tell you this. If somebody in the Chronicle, if Jonathan Fagan or whomever is covering the Rockets wrote something derogatory, wrote what we write or say about James Harden, oh, you know he'd care.
I think if you don't stay in your, my guess is, I don't know this, but my guess is if you don't stay in your lane, if you want to step out of your lane, then, and it involves James, then maybe he doesn't. But he doesn't care what people's opinions, randos' opinions of him are. He doesn't care. We're just random people to him. James wouldn't shake our hands. He wouldn't spit on us. He might spit on us. But just like when somebody, hey, James, can I take a picture of you in a Target? And his manhandler says, no, James is shopping. Mm. You're not getting a picture. And James just smiles and laughs and walks away. James doesn't care about you. James is a king. James is royalty, and we should bow down to him.
No.
He's the MVP. He is the guy that we should be.
Not
James
yet.
Is royalty.
Watch it. LeBron's coming. And LeBron's going to tell you he's the MVP.
Well, we're royalty. Yeah, I know.
Because that king telling you he's the MVP.
He's the other guy who does catch. Now, LeBron catches feelings, too.
Oh, my God. He's worse than anybody.
Yeah, he does. I just don't know that Twitter makes him upset like Kevin Durant.
No, not like Kevin Durant. No, ordinary people make, just regular people, but everybody else makes LeBron nuts.
All right, so way late, so let me tell you about our friends over here. My friends over at Men's Tea Clinic. So Men's Tea Clinic now has, it's official today. Today is the very first day that the location, the brand new location over and up, well, Pearland's been open, but today is the very first day that the Pasadena location is open. It's at Beltway and Fairmont. That's in front of the Target. So if you are in or near the Pasadena area and you're listening to us right now, make sure that you get over to Men's Tea Clinic over at the brand new location at Beltway and Fairmont. The Pearland location has been open. That's right next to the in front of the Sam's Club. Of course, the locations in the Heights and 290 and Barker Cypress. Those two locations are doing great. But the great thing about Men's Tea Clinic is if you find that you have difficulties in terms of getting the energy level that you need to get through your day, or you're living in a constant state of malaise where you don't have the energy level, you don't have the drive, the desire to get off the couch and get things done, you know, these are things that really can hinder your quality of life. And Men's Tea Clinic can test you. They can find out where your level is, and they can get you treated and treated quickly. Most insurances are going to cover it. Why would you pass up on Men's Tea Clinic when they are there to help you? They open at 8, so boom, there they are. You can call it 713-568-1175. But don't forget, in the Pasadena area, open today, Beltway and Fairmont, in front of the Target. It's mensteaclinic.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.